Hey, thanks for listening to the Light Seeking Podcast with Jennifer Smith. I want to talk about today, how much do you think you speak your true, authentic self through your words, through your actions, and through your communications with other people? I want you to ask yourself that today. Are you speaking your truth on a daily basis? I know that people find that question to be kind of like triggering, and also some are like, what do you mean your truth? Yeah, maybe it seems like an odd question to ask. I mean, we each have our own truth that we're living in, right? All of our own personal experiences and all of everything we've ever overcome or maybe lived through has led us to be where we are today. And I think that all encompasses a level of truth for each one of us. Because wouldn't you think it's only fair to assume, or it's only fair to say, that each one of us has potentially lived in a manner where we were not being true to our own heart, to our own soul, to our own desires? I know I have. I could definitely raise my hand to that. So, I propose to you, what does it look like if you're living in such a way that your life is full of authenticity, you're living on a soul mission that is in alignment with your heart and your soul and God and the universe? What does that look like for you? Is that your everyday life? Are you already living in that truth? Because I think every single human on the planet could say, even if they're living in a good way, there's something you can improve. There's something you can change. There's a way that you can ascend yourself. I know I can. But as far as living my soul's purpose or my soul mission, I'm already living in that. I know I am. So my work is inner work. My work is soul work. And many people find it very troubling or upsetting because they can't live in a level of truth because some person in their life is judging them based on it. Some person in their life is saying, in some way, I don't like you unless you're like this. And when we get people in our lives that tell us that, we believe them. So what do? We live in their truth, not in our truth. And when you live for the pleasing, for the pleasure, for the desires of someone else, every day that you live that lie, you diminish your own light. Every day you choose to live in someone else's shadow to please them, you are living a lie. And this isn't like a mother pleasing her children and she can't go out and like be fulfilled. This isn't that. This is like, you know that you should be working full time, but you don't because your husband doesn't want you to. This is, you know you should be an artist and you should be painting, but you don't because you think it's more important to change diapers. This is, you know, you should be living in another city, state, place geographically, but you don't because you don't want to leave your family. This is you staying in a relationship where you know you're not fulfilled, where the person is just commonly used to your physical being there, but they don't truly love you or appreciate you, and you are stuck because you're scared to walk away. This is all that is, and it's all a lie because it is not your truth. Your soul knows the way. Your soul has the map. It was created by God in the universe when your soul came to be incarnated here on earth. And your human body, your ego, determines how much you're going to follow that mission. Many of you will continue to follow your ego and you will not dial in to what your soul's mission is. Unfortunately, it leads us all to a place of not living in our own truth. Which brings me to my next point. And if you're living a lie and you're living to truly please someone else out there, you also probably can't speak what's on your mind. You can't share your true feelings because you don't want that person to know, and you're ashamed that you can't be on board with what makes them happy. And you know what the true problem with that is? You are not surrounded by the right people then. Because if you were on mission, if you were fully on your mission, on your soul's journey, fulfilling what you should be doing on this earth, the right people just magically appear on that path. So if you're living from a place where you cannot be truthful to your soul, you're not on your soul's mission, and you feel like there's nobody who can hear you out or relate or believe in you, you can't share those emotions of frustration or desire to reach out and maybe make a change. If that's how you're feeling, man, that sucks, doesn't it? It's the worst feeling ever. And not only do you know it within the core of your being that you're doing the wrong things and that you're with the wrong people, but you can't even verbally, you cannot even physically come up with the words to share it because you feel so much like you can't even bring it up. In my life, when I was on the wrong path, I would say to people when they'd want to have this deep conversation with me, I don't want to talk about it. And they'd be like, why? And I would say, I'm not talking about it. And I have a strong personality, and so I would shelve that because I wasn't going to talk about it because I knew it would be triggering for me emotionally. Some of you might be listening to this right now and you might be very emotional because you know how true it is. Which brings me to my third point. So you know it's not your truth. You know you're not living your soul mission. And then you come to this huge realization that you can't even speak your true feelings because you're so diminished. And the third point is simply how you feel, because the emotional weight of all of that is more than you can handle. And then every day you're just like a robot going through the motions. And beyond that, every day you feel like I'm never going to come out of this circle. So I might as well just stay in this spot forever because I'm never going to get over it. It's never going to heal. A door's never going to open. But the universe is out there. God is out there and they're all listening. And they're opening doors for you faster than you can believe it. But because you're in the space of being a non-believer and you're in the space where you don't believe in your own truth, you see every door as being closed because you energetically are exhausted. You see, living in someone else's reality, living to please other people, that is the top way to totally diminish who you are as a human. That is the saddest way to waste your energy and your light that you were given and your soul purpose that you were given. That is the fastest way to diminish yourself. That is the fastest way to make yourself disappear. And that is the path of self-destruction. Because when you're that internally combusted, you start relying on other means to satisfy you. And those means are not healthy, mentally, spiritually, physically. I had a lot of female role models in my life, especially as a child. And they were all very loud. They were all very rambunctious. They were not soft-spoken, feminine types. They were females with very strong personalities. That's what I learned from. It wasn't always a good, healthy environment. I mean, it wasn't bad, but it wasn't for the meek. It wasn't for the mild. Neither is trying to get on your soul mission. When you need to get on your soul mission and you're so far from it, the worst thing you could do is find a meek, mild-mannered coach who tells you just be kind, be positive, follow your light. Well, your light is probably telling you what it's always telling you, which is be kind, be positive, just make it work. Well, I'm here to tell you, my friends, that that meek, mild voice doesn't work when change is needed. Because lightning doesn't strike with lace. Lightning strikes with thunder. And when lightning strikes with thunder, it comes with a force and it comes with a boom and it is noticed. And the earth shakes and it transforms right in that succinct moment. No one notices the mild, the meek, the quiet. But everyone notices when you make a statement. I am not suggesting that you have a hissy fit. What I am suggesting is that you find your inner voice, you find your higher self, you tap into that energy, and you become the best version of you. You recognize what the best version of you is. You already know what you want to be, so just start being it. Just start invoking that higher version of yourself with the power of the universe and God and your spirit team and ask them to help you find that inner voice that you have not been listening to. And when you find that inner voice and you make your first statement loud and clear and strong, it becomes really easy to keep repeating it over and over again, just like it becomes really easy to keep the same pattern of being meek and mild and living for someone else. You can end that today. You can change that today. So many people think they lack passion for what they truly want. Passion does not keep saying yes when your heart is telling you no. Passion doesn't say just stay when you know you should be running out the door, down the block, and off to the other side of the world. Passion is what's driving your soul, because the things that you are passionate about, the things that you need to invoke in your life, whether it be confidence or willpower, or just saying no to the things you've been saying yes to that you don't want, be passionate about that. So many people, all they want to do is find their soul purpose when they know it. 99.9% of the time, everyone knows what they should be doing. And the thing they shouldn't be doing, they know so clear as day, but they're afraid to make the change. So how do you invoke the change when you're scared? You find that voice within you. And you follow the map that the universe and God has provided. And I can assure you that the voice in your head is not a meek and mild one. It's not the one that says, keep doing the kind thing, keep doing the quiet thing, don't say anything, don't argue. Maybe the reason why you keep feeling like saying no feels like an argument is because maybe you've been saying yes too long. So I'm here to ask you, what's it going to take for you to say no to the things your heart doesn't want? And what's it going to take for you to say yes to everything you want to be passionate about? We have to stop living to please other people. We have to start living to please the universe, God, and ourselves. We're only getting one chance at life. And when you're living it for someone else, that's not the chance you want to be living in. I'm going to end this podcast now, but I really hope it resonated with someone out there, because this is a recurring theme I've been experiencing with many of my clients lately. And I think that we preach so much tolerance of others that we lose our inner voice. We lose what we're passionate about. And sometimes you might even say to me, I don't know what I'm passionate about. Well, sure, you don't know what you're passionate about because you're living for someone else. Stop living for your spouse who doesn't support you, or your significant other who's not on your team, not rowing in your direction. They only want you to row in theirs. maybe that's the first thing you need to recognize. Maybe you need to recognize that you need to start sticking up for yourself instead of sticking up for someone else. I do not believe that everything is a coincidence. I firmly believe that God and the universe has a way of speaking to us. And when you open yourself up to that flow and you say yes to the things you desire, God and the universe just keep saying yes back to you. It's a universal law. Use it to your power. Take your power back, get your voice back. And be resounding in what you are passionate for. Be resounding in where your heart lies. If you found this podcast resonating or it really hit you someplace that, you know, you feel within your heart you really want to impart change in your life, I ask you to find my group on Facebook, the Light Seekers Tribe, or you can reach out to me at jensmith.org. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.